Presenting your personal brand. Hi, I'm Tony Jerry, and I'm glad to be here with you today. We all have a personal brand. Today, we want to talk about that brand and what it means to you. In this session, we'll be introducing a concept we call the branding matrix. Many people come into our world not really clear on their own personal brand, nor are they clear on their business brand. If you send out an email today, right now, and you send an email out to 20 or 30 of your friends and business colleagues and said, "Can you give me three or four words that describe what you think about me?" What would they say about you? What would they say about your brand? Your brand is made up not only just what you say, but what you do, your dress, your business cards, your handouts, all the pieces that surround you. If you did the same thing for your company, what would people say about your company? Is your website consistent with your business cards and other written materials? Is the message sent out by your sales force the same as your message being sent out by your marketing and advertising departments? Is the message the same as that of the CEO and the other executives that might be involved in your organization? The following items will help you clarify and develop your brand, both personally and professionally. The first item is the key question I'd like to bring to you, and the one that after we answer the other 20 questions, we'll come back to and discuss. Here we go. First question that we want to come to is, what do we really want people to think about us? That's the underlying question, our personal brand. Day in and day out, if you ask people, if you had this magic way of being able to get in people's minds of what they think about you, what do we want them to say? You see, most people don't strategize. Most people just go through life and their brand happens to them. And I'm suggesting today, it's so valuable. What people think of you means so much to you in terms of how people see you that you should take the time over the next few minutes and, matter of fact, get out a piece of paper if you would. I'd like you to write down as we go through each of these pieces, we're going to go through 20 specific items that would help you clarify your own brand, and then we'll come back to this question, the main one right here, number one, what do you want people to think about you? All right, here we go. Question number two, value. What's the core value and characteristics that you want to market and leverage to the world? Have you thought about that? What's the value that you give out to the world? Some examples. What about your track record? Do you have a great track record that you want to leverage? What about your experience? What have you done in your life? Think about your resume. Think about your background. Do you leverage that? Is that part of who you are? Absolutely. How about your education? How about your integrity or your discipline? Maybe you're a person that really gets things done and your discipline is impeccable. Is that something that's part of who you are? How about your connections or your relationships? All those pieces make up the value that you offer to the world. We want to document and be clear on what that value is. Question number three, your priorities, your personal priorities. What are the parameters for operating your family and your business life? We believe it's important when you step back and think about what do I want to achieve? What do I want to project out to make sure you're clear on your own personal priorities? Are your priorities to accomplish a certain economic situation? Is it to create a certain a level of business around you? Is your priorities to be able to balance your family and your personal life? What are the things that are most important to you? One of the priorities that I look at is being able to balance my travel with my business so that I can make sure and match up with the things that I need to do in my business. I want to tie all that together. I ask you to ask right now to take a few moments and jot down, what are your priorities? What are the things that are most important to you? If you took all of your goals, both business and personal, and wrote it down and said, these are the top two or three things that I want to accomplish day in and day out, having that clear in front of you can make a great impact on getting clear on who you are. Question number four, what are you? What are the characteristics that really describe who you are? Things that I would look at that might describe me, positive. I like to look at myself as a person that's very positive. You know, matter of fact, in fact, last night I actually did a little homework on this branding idea, and we passed some things around, little cards around to our friends, and one of the things that came up was that I was a positive person. I want that to be who I am, and I ask you, is that a characteristic that describes who you are? Are you an expert? Are you an expert in an area? Are you a fast thinker? Are you methodical? Do you bring process to the table? Are you energetic? Are you focused? Are you real? What are the characteristics that describe who you are? Now, go the opposite that way, and you say, number five, what are the characteristics that do not describe you? Are you fake? No. Are you lazy? No. Well, that's what you want to write down. What are the characteristics that you do not that do not describe who you are? So taking the time for a few minutes to go through what are you and what are you not can be a great piece. Let's go to number six now. Number six, leverageable uniqueness. What makes you unique? What are the unique attributes and abilities that are marketable to you? You know, a few months back, actually it's been quite a few months back, I had Brian Tracy in my Success Acceleration studio in Dallas, Texas, and we were talking about this very subject, branding your uniqueness. And one of the things that he shared with me was uniqueness is one and only. And it really made an impact as we discussed it that day. And I ask you, what makes you unique? Is it your history? Is it your background? Is it your education? Is it things that you just lucked into? Is it things from your family? Being able to understand what makes you truly unique. Is it that you're the youngest salesperson? Are you the number one? Are you the first to do something? Look for the things that make you truly unique and make sure and document those. Okay, number seven, the value of tools and packaging. Number seven is packaging and using tools. For example, like your business card, I ask you to look at your own business card and ask yourself, is it something that is part of your own personal package? Does it say what you do on the back? Does it give you great feelings when you hand someone your card? Is it part of who you are, part of your package? Make sure that you understand all the tools that are part of you. Let's look at number eight, your visual image. Physical appearance, how you dress. I ask you to ask yourself right now, if someone had to describe your own appearance, the clothes you wear, is it chic? Is it up to date? Is it conservative? Is it very fancy? Very professional? What's the image that you want to portray with your personal image? I hired an image consultant a few years back to go through my closet, and I ask you, if someone went through your closet right now and looked at the clothes in the closet that you have right now today, what would be the image that they would get from just looking at your clothes? Where you shop, how you put your clothes together, whether it's on a professional basis or on a personal basis, what you wear has a huge impact on how people see you. Are your clothes old? Do they need to be updated? Pretty simple deal. I ask you, what is your personal visual image? Let's go to number nine. Number nine is a mission statement. What drives your decisions? My personal mission statement is that my business supports my lifestyle and ministry. You know, I've helped people create mission statements for many years. I've helped big companies, and I've helped small companies, and I've helped individuals. I've even helped people create mission statements for their families. And I believe we should all have an internal mission statement that's part of who we are, part of our personal brand, that helps us drive our decisions. Not a mission statement that you put out on a plaque and you put out in front of your business or you put out on your business card to the world, but an internal mission statement that helps you drive the decisions of who you are and what you do. Being clear on that, huge, huge piece. Number 10, your brand power, the thrust behind who you are. Are you on a roll doing something? Are you accomplishing certain things in your career? What's the thrust? Are you part of a brand? Are you part of a division, an organization, a company that's part of who you are? Are you part of a church? Are you part of a neighborhood that's growing and going? What's the thrust behind your own personal brand? Let's look at number 11. I believe we all have these lines that what I call a tagline, things that are in our mind that help us drive our decisions, that help us of who we really are. And I ask you to think for a minute, if you had to string a phrase of words together to say, this is what I'm about, what would that be? You see, my tagline is that life is a series of presentations. And I believe day in and day out, helping people understand how to drive their presentations is part of who I am. Do you have a personal tagline? Have you written it down? A client of mine recently, who's become a friend over the last few months, a guy by the name of Jim Striegel, has taken the thrust behind his brand and become the number one realtor for all of Keller Williams. And his tagline, his personal tagline, is driven and tied to him being the number one realtor for all of Keller Williams. That's the brand positioning that he personally has. He's driven and grown to that. What are you growing to? Number 12, positioning. Roles within the market. Mine personally, the role that I wanted to move towards would be to become the number one presentation expert in the world. I set that positioning out as a goal in 1995. I said I wanted to write more books than anybody in the world. I wanted to coach more people, more executives, more high achievers than anybody in the world. I wanted to have more process and more expertise on that subject than anybody else. Ask yourself, whether you're in a large organization or a small organization or self-employed as I am, consider the following question. What is your role? What is your target? From a professional standpoint, how do you position yourself? Are you one of the top? Are you one of the most energetic? Are you a go-getter? What position are you in, and what position do you want to be in? Your business motto. We all should have a great business motto or a business mantra, a statement of your business approach. My motto or my mantra for years has been give value and to do more than is expected. And I ask you, do you have a motto similar to that? For me, every time I touch someone, every time I'm delivering a message, every time I'm connecting with someone, I want to be able to deliver value much more than they expect. So that becomes part of the brand, what people think about me. Am I constantly giving value? When I send an email out, when I deliver a phone voicemail message, when I send a package, when I mail something, am I constantly looking for ways to give more value? Absolutely. I've built an arsenal of things that I can deliver to give more value. Ask yourself, what's your business model? What's your business approach that you want to be able to drive out to the marketplace? Number 14, what people think of you. If you ask yourself right now, what's your perception of the perception of what the market is or what the people around you think of you, what would it be? As we said at the beginning, sending emails out. I want to give you three specific things right now that you can do to really help you understand what people think about you. One is what we call a 360 exercise. So you can actually connect with all the people around you, again, sending out an email or actually having a discussion. How about this one? What if you go to your kids right now, if you have kids, and ask them to explain to you in a few words who you are, what's your brand to them, being able to get feedback? What if you go to your spouse and ask your spouse to give you 5 or 10 different words that describe who you are? What if in a casual social standpoint, you talk to your neighbors in a casual way and ask them what they think about you, and you put all those pieces together, having a 360 of the people around you, helping you understand who you are. Number two, how about creating a reference or a testimonial arsenal? In your business, when you do something well, do you ask people to put in writing about what you've done for them? I do. I have an incredible testimonial arsenal that I go through and I dissect and read to help me understand how people see me, how the business and how what I'm doing allows me to continue to do even more. And number three, how about your personal cards and notes? When you get different notes in from different people, maybe you get one or two or three a year, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10. As you get different notes in, as you get things from your colleagues, are you keeping a collection? I have a book, and I started this book about 10 years ago. It's a three-ring binder, and I'd encourage you to do the same thing and actually take cards, birthday cards, and different letters that you get in personally and put those into that book or into that binder and look over and highlight and help you understand how people see you. Number 15, what are people missing? Your beliefs on what your prospects and your contacts are misunderstanding about you. It's important to understand what people are not seeing about you. A recent client realized that people were missing his friendliness because he was so serious. We had another client in our Success Acceleration studio recently, and she said because of her dress, the way she dressed, a little outgoing, if you will, people didn't take her as serious, and some of her strengths weren't coming through. And so I ask you to think about the way you dress, the way you come across. Is it consistent? Is there things that people are missing about you that's valuable that you might need to adjust? Most people go through their life never videotaping themselves. Matter of fact, I work with very top people making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, sometimes even millions of dollars a year, and they really don't realize what they're portraying. I ask you to go and to really get an understanding of what you might be missing and to write that down. Number 16, attributes prized in the workplace. attributes that you possess that the market really values. Think about it. What is it that people want that's part of your world? Do they want you to be punctual? Do they want you to be outgoing? Do they want you to be and be able to bring expertise and experience? Do they want you to bring connections? Do they want you to bring organization? I want you to bring experience, motivation, inspiration. What are the attributes in your particular situation that's going to attract people, that's going to bring people to you, that's going to allow you to be more valuable? Being clear on what people prize in your workplace is important. Number 17, identifying what you're passionate about. Record those things that you are absolutely passionate about. What makes things happen? For me, one of the things that I'm passionate about is my performance standards. I believe being on time and being early and giving value. Matter of fact, I've listed out a series of 14 different performance standards. When someone comes to work for me, I show them those performance standards, and I'm passionate about those. Before they even have an opportunity to finish an interview, they're looking at those performance standards and saying, can I live up to those? Those are part of who I am. Do you have personal performance standards? Do you have things that you're passionate about that you should document, that you should write down? Do you have standards that as a leader of your family that you're passionate about? Do you write them down? Having personal performance standards of the things that are absolutely part of who you are is so valuable in terms of communicating day in and day out. Number 18, marketing tools. What are the marketing tools that are tactics or tools that you can use to really leverage? And I believe there's many different tools that we can use. And I want to talk to you now about 8 specific different tools that are part of almost everyone's life that you really should look at. Matter of fact, make sure you're writing this down. Number 1 is office signage. When someone walks into your office, to your area, maybe, matter of fact, it could be your office off-site, it could be a cubicle, it could be your office in your home. As a matter of fact, if you office out of your car, if you work out of your car, it could be your car. When people walk into your environment, when they see your environment, what does it say about you and your brand? Matter of fact, I had an executive at one of the top companies in the world hire me to actually look at her office because she missed an opportunity to be bumped up to one of the highest positions in the company. Matter of fact, that position probably was a $50,000 bump, and she felt like she missed it because her office was not presenting all of who she was. So I ask you to think about that. When people walk into your office, what do they see? Do they see photographs? Do they see organization? Do they see binders? Do they see material? Or do they see all kinds of disarray? What's going on in your office? Matter of fact, in my office, I have foam boards that I set up all around my office. And matter of fact, I want to do it from a branding perspective, but I also want to do it for an inspiration. I want to brand to my own self so that I'm inspired, and I ask you to think about that for yourself. Are you inspired when you walk into your office? Is the signage, is the setup, are things organized around? So your office is definitely a tool as an extension of who you are as a brand. Let's go to number 2. The second tool I'd like to talk about is your stationery. Stationery, of course, includes your letterhead and your envelopes. And one of the things that people miss is their fax cover sheets. Do your fax cover sheets, are they consistent with your letterhead? Are they consistent with what your message is for your organization? Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an individual with a small company, whether you're with a big company, are those tools consistent and do they tie to who you are? If you have good stationery, it's an extension of your professionalism and it really does affect who you are and how people see you. Number 3 is the websites. Today, websites are so used to make a first impression. People look up websites to understand about you and the company that you work for. Whether you own it or you work for another organization, almost everybody is attached to one or more websites today. Take a look at it. If someone went on right now to the internet and took a look at the websites that you're associated with, what would they say about you? Does it complement your own personal brand? Does it need to be tuned up? How can you connect there and leverage your website? Number 4. Personalized thank you cards. Having cards that, matter of fact, I recently ordered cards for my kids because I want to teach my kids the power of actually giving good thank yous as an extension of their own brand, but then personalize them takes it to a whole nother level. Matter of fact, I got an example here of what I call a personalized index card that I actually use to write thank yous on, and I use to write notes when I mail things out so I can paperclip them and it becomes an extension of who I am. I ask you, do you have good stationery? Do you have good thank you cards? Are you sending out the thank yous that you should? Most people miss the opportunity to send out thank yous. And I ask you right now, is that something that you can work on? Is that something you need to be modeling for your people? Is that something you need to be modeling for your kids? Personalized and sending out thank yous for people that do things for you. Okay, let's talk about voicemail. Today, everybody has cell phones. Everybody has voicemail lined up. And when someone calls and actually hears your voicemail, what do they hear in your tone? Matter of fact, a third of the way we communicate is our tonality. And are we communicating with good tone of who we are? As a tool, voicemail says so much. We're presenting over and over and over. Sometimes people use an old voicemail and it lasts for a long time. Is yours updated? Is it strong? Does it portray who you are? How about your home voicemail? Does it portray the brand that you want it to portray? Number 6, luggage tags. Here's a story for you. I'm in Mexico about a year ago from today. And I'm sitting at a table with several of my associates. Now imagine a restaurant with virtually no one in the restaurant. We're in a private kind of setting. We're sitting there and we're having lunch. Things are nice. The weather's beautiful. And in our discussion, a lady walks over to us and says, "Hey, do any of you, are any of you connected with a book, Life is a Series of Presentations?" And we said, matter of fact, that was one of the books that I authored the previous year. And I said, "How in the world did you know that?" Here's a lady, the only lady in the whole restaurant. There was four of us and this one lady, and she comes over and says, "Well, when I came in, I saw your luggage, and I noticed a little tag on your luggage, and I wondered if that was connected to you." So look at your luggage right now. Look at the tags on your luggage. That's an expression of who you are. And I ask you, are you leveraging that particular pool? Number 7, publications. Do you look for ways that you can publish articles, that you can be written up, that you can write? Maybe it's an internal situation, depending on the business you're in. Maybe it's an external. Do you have connections and neighbors and relationships where people are actually connected to different newspapers or magazines where you can be published as an extension of what you are? And finally, number eight is your bio card. So the 8th tool I'd like you to think about in terms of an extension of your own brand as a marketing tool is a card that you would use when someone introduces you. I encourage people to put on a 3x5 card and actually have it written out their history and the specific things that they want to portray out. So when someone is introducing you for any kind of setting, you can give them a card as an extension so that they share about you the right way. So there we have it, 8 tools. Let's go over them. The office setting, ask yourself on a 1 to 10, how good your office? How well is it presenting to your brand on a 1 to 10? Would you give it a 10? Is that something you need to work on? Number 2 is your stationery. How strong is your stationery? Your letterhead, your business cards, your fax cover sheets. Number 3, your website. How tied in, how sharp is your website as a portrayal of your own personal brand? How about your thank you cards? Are you given enough thank you cards, and should you go out and have some printed up? Number 5 is your voicemail. Call it right now and ask yourself, if I was hearing this voicemail, would that be a strong, does it give a strong brand as a presentation of you? Your luggage, and of course your luggage tags, as I said, publications, and finally a bio card. So there's 8 specific tools that you can use. Okay, number 19, where is your audience or prospect? Have you taken the time, as you're strategizing your own personal brand, have you taken the time to see where your audience is? Where are those people who can and buy your particular service, your expertise? Who are they? Have you dissected it down? Have you written it down? For me, I like working with high achievers. I like working with top executives. I like working with experts. That's the audience that I like to touch. I like to help people that are in the sales arena. Have you looked at who your audience is that's attracted to you, to your business? Okay, number 20, external barriers. Real world roadblocks. What are barriers that cause you not to be able to present your best self? Sometimes it's time. Sometimes it's processes. Sometimes it may be an external situation with your company that there's a hold on something. There could be external barriers that cause you not to be able to go out and do the things you want to do. Have you taken the time to list those and understand them? And finally, Number 21 is your own internal barriers, a barrier internally or imposed roadblocks that you have on yourself. One of the big pieces is how you deal with your time. One way you have to think about is how much time do I spend personally, how much time do I spend professionally. Being able to balance that is an important piece. Internal barriers, maybe it's some of your thinking. Maybe you have thinking that causes you not to be your very best. Is there internal barriers that cause you not to be able to drive your brand? Now, let's go back to the very first question. Let's go back to question number one. As we look through the 20 different items that we just went through, question number two all the way to question number 21, if we took and summarized all of the things that we just talked about and we went back to this core question, what do we want people to think about you? What would we bring together? We would bring together what our priorities are, what our best attributes are. We'd be able to think about what people are missing, what our strengths are, who we want to be able to present to, what are the attributes that people really want. If we blended all that together, could you do this? Could you answer, what do you want people to think about you? And what we encourage our clients to do, like I'm going to encourage you right now, is to bring that together and start putting it together in little phrases, little three words here, little four words here, and put it down and see if you can bring it down into 8 to 10 words. What do you want people to think about you? Okay, in summary, by being clear on who you are and what you want to project, you can enhance your career, grow your business, and attract more and better opportunities. Think about it. Think about it from a personal standpoint, what you want to be able to grow into. Think about it from a professional standpoint, what you want to do. Think about if you want to grow into presentation mastery, if you want to be able to move from level 1 to level 2 all the way up to level 3, if you want to be a presentation master, you need to be absolutely clear on who you are. You need to strategize, not just letting your brand happen to you like most people do. If you want to accelerate your success, if you want to grow to who you can really be, if you want to do it quicker and faster, I encourage you to take seriously what we just covered. Write down, organize, rework, and continue growing and documenting your own personal brand. Bring it to the world. And I love to see people growing all the way up to presentation mastery.